first.
Okay. All right. You want to start it off?
Yeah. So Sheku here. You know, also new to the Anchor podcast. I just like it. It's been great for me. Also check me out. I have my episode right now, Fuel for Life, you know, basically, you know, what's your drive, you know, asking people, you know, what, you know, keeps them going when the things get rough. So it's a great episode there. A few segments, you might be interested in. So,
okay. Yeah, definitely. I wanted to start doing this because I wanted to get my voice and my opinion out to people, and hopefully I can get some traction and parlay this into something, you know, even bigger, just by being myself. You know, I think I have enough to say, and I'm opinionated enough in order to get people riled up and also calm them down and make them feel different things all at once, you know. And maybe that's like the Gemini in me, because we have the duality, you know, so maybe that's part of it. But that's what I really want to do. And I found this podcast app, and I was like, you know what, let me give it a shot. So I'm glad to, you know, have you actually co-host with me, and maybe we can do this time and time again if, you know, everything goes right.
Yeah, I'm totally, totally for it. You know, that's the one of the things I am passionate about is being able to, you know, help others, be a service to others. You know, so many people out there that, you know, have a voice, but they haven't found it, or, you know, they don't know where to start. So I like doing that. I like helping people, kind of give them clarity, inspiring them, letting them know, you know, I'm a man of God. So, you know, if it's prayer they need, I'll pray with them. So I'm very passionate about that. I also do a YouTube channel, B Sheku, or sorry, it's Sheku, but Big Shake is what it's, you know, my name there. So Big Shake's hashtag word of the day, where I pretty much pick, you know, say if it's a Monday, I'll find a word to uplift people for that Monday. And that's the focus. So a lot of good stuff there. But yeah, Lavelle, I'd love to, you know, keep it going, man, and see kind of how this one goes when we're talking about failures here.
Yes, sir. Like with me, with failures, like to me, there's no such thing, you know, as failure. Like you either learn from them and move on and actually do something productive. And that's how you should take a so-called failure. You know, it should be a lesson and not a loss. Yes. You should be able to say, you know what, I tried this job out. I wanted to work in this industry. It didn't work for me, but you know, now I can go back and say, I didn't really succeed in this, but this is what I want to do now. Or this wasn't right for me at that particular time. Timing is very key to life. It might be right for you, but the time might not be right. So you might want to revisit that in the next year or two, or maybe even 10 years down the road, because totally. It's something that you're really passionate about. And I believe in spirituality. I'm more of a spiritual person than a religious person. And nice. I believe in the law of attraction. I believe in putting whatever energy out there, I believe that is going to be reciprocated back to you. The same energy is going to come even harder. So if you put negative energy out there, it's going to come back 10 times as hard. If you put positive energy out there, positive energy to come back 15 times as hard, because the positive energy is more powerful and potent than the negative energy. And I just want people to really understand that. I think that's the key to unlocking a lot of success in our lives. It doesn't matter if it's church and in politics or whatever occupation we may be in. That's something that can propel us to the heights where we want to be, to the heights where we want to be. And I think that, if we just continue in that mindset, it's a work. It's a workout. It's like working your body out every single day. And you have to work your mind out the same way. You know, you have to really relax your mind and get it to where you want it to be and be consistent in it.
No, totally, totally. And I like because you mentioned it's like working out. And that's why, you know, I picked this subject, failure, because the good thing is that, you know, it's a mindset. Just like you said, if you take a loss, or, you know, you don't do something, you don't pass a test or whatever, yeah, it may be a failure in someone else's eyes, but in your eyes, what did you learn from that? You know, was it something that, you know what I mean? Was this something that presented to you some areas of improvement where it was like, you know what, I really won, because now I know where to sharpen up at. I know how to approach the next test, or I know how to go about life in a different way now based off of those mistakes, you know. And I think of it like, you know, being, you know, in the gym, you know. So I go and I do curls, and I'm doing curls or whatever I'm doing, and I exert the body, you know. So I push that muscle to a point of failure, but in actuality, it gets to its limit, and through that process, it gains strength. So it really is. So it really goes to a point where I'm now gaining strength and building muscle through the failure process. It's a process. It's just a process. That's all it is. But the stage in which we have to be able to pull back, go in recovery, rebuild, and then move forward, where that then leads us to success, you know. And that's why I just was like, you know, I gotta make sure I get this word out here to people about failures, because, you know, what is a, you know, who is a failure? What is a failure? You know, and that's the thing. It's like,
right. And to me, I think we should like define what failure is. What do you think failure is? What is your definition of failure?
Yeah. So my definition of failure is basically, this is what I believe in. You know, failure to me is a personal, you know, opinion on a situation where, or maybe even a moment where, you know, I feel I missed out, I feel I lost something, but ultimately it helps me gather back, you know, my lessons from whatever that moment or experience was that made me feel that way, you know, and using that to now bring success. And that's the thing is, you know, my failures may be different than other people because lifestyle, you know, how you were raised, how you people telling you what's good, what's bad, what, you know, what success should be. So then your standards, you know, it's all subjective in a way, because yes, everybody walks on earth is different. You know, we could be in the States here and failure could be, you know, wearing a, you know, a tank top, and you know,
right,
and success is just simply no shirt,
right?
Oh man, it's kind of successful, wears no shirt, you know. So it's just so, you know, I know I kind of used a deep analogy there, but that's kind of a way it kind of gets you understanding where it's really up to who to determine, you know, who can tell someone that they're a failure, who gives them the right.
Yeah. I think society kind of conditioned us to see what's failure and what's success. You know, what is failure to somebody might be success to somebody else, and vice versa. You have people like in Hollywood, you know, or celebrities. So people look up to them and they say, well, these people are very successful because they make millions of dollars. They're famous. They can travel the world. They can do all these different things. But they don't look at success from the common man, the person that's going out here every day working a 9-to-5 job, taking care of his family. He's not famous. He's not rich. He's barely making it out there. But he's successful in that, you know what, I kept my kid out of the streets. He's not in the gangs. Or my daughter is not messing around with different men. You know, she's actually going to school, focused on her studies. To me, that's success. But somebody else might say, well, that's a failure because he doesn't have the material things to coincide with what America would say, this is what success represents. You know, this is what represents success, you know, because he had the new car, the new home or something like that. And to me, failure is giving up and not trying again, you know, and saying, you know, being defeated and saying, I'm just going to give up and that's it. What everyone else says about me must be true. I'm never going to succeed. And that's failure. Failure or success starts in the mind. And when you condition your mind to say there's no such thing as failure, and I'm just going to learn these lessons of life and these setbacks, and I'm going to move forward. And like you said, I work out, you know, 4-5 times a week. And when you lifting, like you said, you're doing your curls and you do it to failure, or you're working your abs and you do it to failure. But that muscle, that's all it can tolerate at that particular time. But guess what? You did, you know, 200 push-ups initially. Maybe you might be able to do 300 the next time, you know. Now that muscle, that muscle knows to do more now because you already met that max point in your life and in your muscle and what you can do with it. And now you can do even more later on and more as time go on.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's why, you know, a lot of people understand there's muscle memory.
Yes.
You know, and that's the thing. It's the same in life. My experiences in which I consider as being a failure or being, you know, something I failed in or at, it's based off of the memory in which, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's more of, okay, well, wow, you know, man, I always remember my grandma telling me, people that do such and such are failures or whatever it may be. That's when you have to understand that it's all in my head. It's a mindset.
Yes, sir.
It's a mindset. I have to change the way I think. And that's the thing, just like in the gym. Okay, yeah, I'm maxed out at 100 push-ups, 200 push-ups, whatever. But next time I get in there, I forget about that because I'm like, yo, it's a brand new day, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to make a PR. You know, I'm ready to set a PR. Yeah. And next thing you know, I'm pumping 300. You know, so it's having that short memory, but not forgetting, you know, the process, and not only the process, but the emotions that was attached to that situation of, you know, it being maybe failure or just, you know, just exhaustion or whatever. You have to remember it because that's the fuel that keeps you going. Like, hey,
the determination.
Determination, ambition, your integrity, all of that. It's all that emotions, all of that in which keeps a person moving forward instead of being stagnated, you know. Being cold, just defeated, like you said, and that's the thing. The definition is, it means to give up. It means to be, to feel defeated.
Yes, sir. And if you
feeling defeated,
say that again.
I said I believe there's a difference in feeling defeated and being defeated.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's a huge difference, and I think, like you said, how you started that off, Bill. You got me standing up. That's good. So, I like how you said that. Let's define it. And that's the thing we got to get back to in life is defining. You know, quit going off of what Joe or Sue or Ann, whatever said, such and such is, and go find out. Go discover. Go do homework.
Yeah, exactly.
Find your definition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got to start redefining things that other people have defined for us over the years, you know. It's like other words that we use, and even when people use the N-word, you know, they might say, well, you shouldn't use that because it has this different connotation to it. But for Black people, we use it because it's a term of endearment to take away some of the sting from that word. That's why we even changed up the spelling of it. You know, we dropped the ER and put the A at the end, you know, because that gives us ownership of that. So we're going to define that for us. But guess what, guys? No one else can say it. This is our thing, you know? This is what we have built for us because it has so much pain has been incorporated with that. And that's why we get so offended if someone else uses that. But the same thing goes with any other definition. If we change what the meaning of it is, and over time, words change. If you go back into a dictionary that was created in the 1940s and look up a certain word, and you look up that same word in 2018, it's going to be a completely different definition. Or it'll be annotated to where, like, say, okay, it means that in the first definition, and then at number two means that, number three, it means this, you know, for different people. So that's what we have to do with, like I said, with the word failure and other words that are, have a negative connotation. We just change it around and make it a positive. If we do that, then I think we'll be fine.
And you're right, Lavelle. And that's the thing is that, you know, I commend you on what you're doing and what your, you know, it seems like your direction is with your podcast and stuff, you know, and I support that. I'll definitely go back and get you a like. I'll probably post this session here. It's going to end in about a minute. I think it's 15 minutes.
Okay. I'm new to this, so I can go to like Apple and you know, search for it, and it would actually pop up.
Yeah. So it'll send us an email when it lets us know that our session's pretty much been ready to go for publishing, and it's on our podcast. So I normally pause mine. I'll probably
within, I, you know, once I receive the email, I'll go ahead and do that. So that's pretty much how you do it. It takes a little bit of time because I'll go back and review it, make sure it's, you know, something clean content or something like that. And then, you know, they get it going. So I'm fairly new too. So I'm kind of learning.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.